This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the great northern state of Michigan, go blue. I think that's what he would be saying right about now. Although he might be an Ohio State guy. We'll see. But we'll ask him in a minute because there's a bunch of OSU guys over on the porch over there. It's Rod Edwards. And they're cheering a big blue guy. I know. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. There they go. They'll take their OSU shirts and went back inside to have a cup of coffee. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, holy cow, what a night, what a day, what a morning. I mean, this is wild what's going on right now here in the United States of America. And I just, you don't even know where to start anymore. So I guess we'll start at the beginning. The military is being told that the new policy on the 15th of September, 2021, is they are going to have shots. Now, if and that's for the COVID. Now, if they don't do that, they're going to be extorted upon, I guess is a good way to put it, because leaves won't be granted, promotions won't be granted. Paperwork on certain items won't be granted. So, wow. How do you like that?
Well, I don't. And the Pentagon is, you know, the soldiers take so many shots already. The coronavirus shot is added to the list of more than a dozen shots that are already require service members to receive, including shots for measles, mumps, diphtheria, hepatitis, smallpox, and the flu. I think this is going over the top. This is a situation where it's a shot that is not necessarily needed, in my opinion, anyway. And I just think this is overreach, overreacting, and it's another way of, I don't know, just putting a burden.
Well, it was changed. It was changed once before, and we had Trucker Eric call him. He was in the military. It was changed once before when we had something around called anthrax.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. But see, here's the thing, Captain. I just think that this particular situation with this particular shot, they're not only restricting the military, they want to restrict every human on earth, everyone in this country. They want to restrict over a freaking shot. And I just think it's just going overboard. It is.
Won't know until they challenge it in court. Right now, we're operating. Remember, we have a declared emergency, and that changes the game plan.
Yeah. You've got a 237,000 having received one shot already. And it's just ridiculous. I just pray somehow this gets stopped. I don't think it will because of the present political setup. But this is overreach. This is just too much.
And don't forget, little Dr. Fauci is talking about a booster shot for the seniors.
Yeah, see, Dr. Fauci is someone that, in my opinion, needs to go. The guy is just high as a kite on power. And for some sick, retarded reason, he's being allowed to just spew whatever.
Could we shoot him into outer space?
Oh, you know what? Go to Mars. To Mars. I think that would be far enough. I don't know. But with these government officials that are supposed to be representing us, every time he barks, they say, every time he says jump, they say how high. And it's ridiculous. He's been back and forth, up and down on this particular issue. And it's come to no good. It's just madness, in my opinion.
Well, he follows his orders from whoever gives him the orders, and somebody's got something on him or we wouldn't be seeing this.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just somebody having something on him. He's been in power, influencing government since, I think, around 1969. It's about time for him to go. He's just gone to Nutsville, and he's, like I said, he's drunk on power. And on influence. It's more nefarious than a lot of people will think, but okay. He's an evil guy.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Texas State Troopers. Now, they've ramped up their arrest of the illegal trespassers, and what Texas is doing is they're charging them with a charge that puts them in jail for 1 year.
I like that. They have begun arresting illegal border crossers. Finally, and see, this comes after, in fact, you and I had talked about this, a court tried to block Texas from protecting its own border and tried to get them to stop arresting these people and, bringing harm, which have been bringing harm to Texans. And it's about time Texas stepped up and did this.
All righty, here comes the music. Actually, they could arrest them. They just couldn't take them back to the border and send them back where they came from. But we'll get into all that here in a minute and more with Ron Edwards. And we're coming back with an Edwards notebook, so don't forget about that. So in the meantime, we're going to have Mr. Announcer Guy, our famous Mr. Announcer Guy, take us back out of the break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. This portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, Moss Nissan has got a bunch of locations here in the Tampa Bay area, and their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, the hottest SUV in the market right now, folks, happens to be the all-new Rogue, the Nissan Rogue. You need to stop by one of the locations, either in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus the Nissan and Acura dealership side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and test drive one. Now, when you do, you're going to see a whole bunch of new and pre-owned vehicles there, all the colors, all the accessories that you might want. Now, here's the best part. Whatever it is that you're driving right now, it's worth more money than what it was. Now, in the last 5 months, certain vehicles, used vehicles, have gone up 45%. And you might be one of the recipients of that, too. But at the very least, they've gone up 20 to 25%. So check them out. Look them up online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And when you show up at the dealership, tell them the Captain sent you. You know why? Because when you tell them that to begin with, that gets you a $500 discount on the vehicle that you are looking at right off the bat. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, time for an Edwards Notebook.
I'm afraid that unless Rhino Republicans are brought to heel, history may soon record the end of our sweet land of liberty. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. For many years, the Republican Party has pretended to be the party of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They pretended to be the party of smaller government, patriotism, free market economics, the religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. But unfortunately, rhinos like Romney and Mitch McConnell believe the Republican Party's job in Washington and elsewhere is to lose with dignity and not make life difficult for themselves or Democrats. Rhinos like Romney and McConnell believe it is better to participate in the go-along-to-get-along political game, while at the same time hoping that voters are dumb enough to believe that they have our nation's best interests at heart. But that's impossible if McConnell, just like Biden, is a bought-and-paid-for Chinese concubine. My fellow Americans, Rhino Republicans like McConnell and Romney prefer Biden's destruction over Marjorie Taylor Greene's strong stand for our liberty. Sad but true. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com for your Constitutional Grounds coffee.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Well, he can't be a new voice because he's old as dirt. But I'll tell you what, you can go. Wait a minute here. Hold on. I got to do something here. Oh, yes. That's my coffee. That's my Constitutional Grounds coffee. By the way, you can go to theronedwards.com, the website, make your purchase, and also make sure that you utilize the promo code RE20, which is going to save you a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. Unless you're Ron Edwards, and then what? You'll drink it just about anything, right?
What? I didn't hear that.
I said you'll drink just about anything, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. if we couldn't laugh a little bit at some of the things we do, it wouldn't be. Besides that, the news will make you cry. I mean, gee whiz. All right, well, let's keep going here because I want to know, and I think America wants to know, who the heck is hiding the number of COVID-positive migrants released from the Rio Grande Valley into the country? One of the reasons that there's been a spike here in Florida is because we know they have been sending those people here to Florida, and they've been commingling and mixing in with our folks in some of the different areas, which is possibly why the COVID cases have gone up with this new variant.
Well, whenever you send sick people into an area, and there's a lot of these sick people that are being sent everywhere throughout this great republic.
Yep.
You're going to have more cases of sick people. I mean, just sick people make sick people. And more sick people make more sick people.
That's,
I mean,
right.
Just simple math, simple principle here. And, you've got a situation where you have the government that has gone to Nutsville and is working against us literally. You've got, let's see, Waslaco, if that's the proper way to pronounce it. Recently, Waslaco Mayor David Suarez released a statement in which he explained that the Catholic charities who have been getting big bucks to take in these illegal border crossers through the years, the Rio Grande Valley, a non-government organization, has been housing a Corona China virus positive illegal border crossers at the Texas Inn and Waslaco, for example. And this is happening all over this country where they're bringing in these sick people, not allowing them to be sent back to where they come from, which should be the case. I guess this is their way of saying, hey, there's more COVID cases throughout the country. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to lock down and get a shot.
Yeah.
I think this is part of the effort here.
I don't disagree with you at all, because I do believe they're trying to stack the numbers any way they can, because this is their power play to keep themselves in power, and they believe they can do exactly what they did back in 2020. And I'm telling you, it's not going to happen this time around. It is not going to happen.
I pray you're correct, because if it does happen, we're done.
Oh, yep, you're right. You're right on that one. Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay, let's talk about Senator Rand Paul. You know, I don't know if he's running for president again or not, but he's called for a lockdown boycott. Now, he says, yep, not this time. Choose freedom. They can't arrest us all. And he said that a couple of days ago.
Well, I agree with him, and I have been saying that even before. To people I know here in Michigan and elsewhere, they cannot arrest us all. And I think, and it's based on our writings, our legal writings, This government has officially turned against this country. It's not allegedly, it is, it's fact. And it is high time for the American people to conduct themselves in a constitutionally ordained manner. And we have to take back this country from these people who are out to destroy this country, literally. And then it can be done without violence. I'm not talking about violence, but it can be done. But it has to be done with large, I mean, millions and millions of American people getting in the way of Congress and letting them know we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to be abused to our graves. We're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. We're the boss. By the way, we are the straw that stirs the drink here. They are elected to serve us, not the other way around.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you've been listening to me.
Well...
I've said that ever since I've been on the air. I'm not kidding you.
Well, my dad taught me that, so.
Yeah, ever since I've been on the air, I've been saying it. I started that when I came on the air. I said, these people work for us. We elect them. They don't elect us. And guess what? We can vote them out anytime we want. We just have to make up our mind we're going to do it. And that's what we got to do now with the local people. We start right here, right now, this year. Today, on the local people, the school boards, the town council, the city council, the county legislators, the state guys, we start right now. If they're not doing the job, vote them out.
We do. We have to do it, and it's got to be done now. Uh-huh. We've got to take back control of our food supplies. I mean, these evil people are in every facet of our country, whether it's food production, energy, it doesn't matter. They're everywhere. Yep. They're everywhere.
You're right.
Media, and we've got to get a control of these schools.
Now,
because, go ahead.
Now, we got to talk about Afghanistan. I really feel bad for the people there because the United Nations has come out and said, asked for any of the allies that were there to step up and try to help the Afghan government because their military is falling down on the job big time. Their air force is nowhere to be found. We're doing bombing runs when we should have already done them before we left, number one, instead of now that we're out of the country, number two. And the Taliban are just running rampant. I mean, they just took another provincial capital, four of them, and they pretty much got the entire northern end and the western end of Afghanistan under complete control.
Well, it's up to six capitals now, I'm reading here, but six, four, whatever. Captain, it's just my opinion here, but I think that from now on going forward, the United States military should not be required to go in any place, Afghanistan or wherever, unless they're going to win.
Right.
You go in, if you're going to confront an enemy, and this is learned in the streets even, you beat the enemy until he cannot do anything to you again.
That's the deal.
And ever since Poindexter and that stupid gang, I think it was in the 50s or the 60s.
Yep.
Changed.
And by the way, we're running out of time, but I want to establish for the record that you're in favor of loading little Dr. Fauci into a rocket and sending him to the moon.
Yeah, and by the way, you're going to be on my show this afternoon.
I am. I most certainly am. 3:00. All right, we'll talk to you then.
Bye now.
All right, take care. All right, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Phone lines are open.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After weeks of delays, the Senate is poised to vote on the $1 plus trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News day drinking may be the reason some Republicans will give the vote a nod.
They told us all this isn't going to add to inflation, but it is. I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station. This bill's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse for groceries, too. And look, I'm for infrastructure. I'm just not for infrastructure at any cost.
Final votes are expected around 11 o'clock Eastern Tuesday morning. If passed, the bill would then go to the House. A new memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for all members of the military by no later than mid-September. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards, and we appreciate you very much. Appreciate having him on the program twice a week, and I will be on his show this afternoon at about 3:10 or 3:15 for about 30 minutes or thereabouts. Now, I want to remind everybody that today, the other thing that's going on, of course, is have lunch with the captain over at Mission Barbecue, West Waters, at the end of the airport there, just east of the Veterans Expressway, West Waters. It's the second light. Let's see, second light, one, two. Yeah, second traffic light when you get off, right there on the right, on the corner. So hope to see you there. We get there about 11:30. We stick around till about 1:30. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. They happen to have four stores within the sound of my voice here in the great state of Florida. And we've got some affiliates right there, right by where the stores are. So the great thing about Everglades Equipment Group is if you need some power equipment, they got it. If you need a lawnmower, they got that. Push mower, self-propel mower, sit-down mower. Maybe you need one that's got a 60-inch deck on it, which is a small little tractor. You've got one of those, too. Maybe you need a backhoe. Got that. Maybe you need something bigger. Got all of that, too. And maybe you got a piece of equipment that just needs to be fixed so you can use it. Well, they can do that, too. So Everglades Equipment Group is the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out today.
And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Now, the other thing that's going on here is America, some of you know this, some of you don't know this. But for those of you who don't know, we live in two different countries right now. And it's never been as apparent as it is today. It may not be strictly geographical, but they are separate nonetheless. One has a recognition of who we are before God. The other with no sense of the eternal or spiritual, no sense of natural or biological law either. The latter is convinced that they are gods unto themselves. And the far left claims that they didn't know that fewer police officers would bring about more crime. The far left claims they didn't realize that closing a pipeline would mean less gas, higher prices, and dependence on foreign oil. The far left didn't understand that unrestricted abortion would diminish the value of life. The far left still doesn't understand that unlimited deficit spending goes against the laws of economics, poses a significant risk to our economic growth, standard of living, and general prosperity. And if they did know, then we're in more dire shape than most of us realize. Now, the far left didn't care that opening the borders would bring about a dramatic increase in crime and disease, economic hardship for millions of Americans, crowded schools and hospitals. The far left also knows that climate change is a natural process, but decided to use it instead to bring it and use it for the destruction of the Western civilization to save the planet. In addition, it's their religion. Political power to them is a necessity. It's a prerequisite that they have to prove themselves, and they're willing to do anything to get it and keep it, and they don't care. They don't care. They're working to destroy everything the average American takes for granted: freedom, private property, and the one attribute that separates us from every other country in the world, the vast middle class. And yet these same people are, for now, the caretakers of our government, funding our science, directing our health care and education, and unfortunately, in charge of our defense. So, folks, we need to wake up and realize that the time has come to vote these people out. And it all starts again, as I've said, right here, right now, with the local elections this year. It starts right here, right now, today. The people that are running locally. Get the people in that you want. Get rid of all these other fools. And they are just that, fools. They're not doing you any favors. Vote them out. Okay, to the phone lines we go. Eric and Seminole, what's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. You were talking with Ron about the Afghanistan stuff, and then you just mentioned regarding the left and their, disavowment, so to speak, of the cardinal sin of oil and pipelines. Okay, I'm gonna throw it like this. How does this tie into Afghanistan? Here's my opinion. I feel that, you'd mentioned defense just now. I feel, this is my opinion now, that we are creating a wide berth for the Chinese to go into Afghanistan via leveraging their financial power over Pakistan, which is a debtor to China. They're trying to get this done through Peshawar to get to Kabul, okay? China right now has to go all the way around the Pacific, the South Pacific, Indian Ocean, and up into the Persian Gulf to get any sort of trade going on within the Middle East, where right now, in my opinion, they're attempting to allow the Taliban to clean out to act in cleaning out the
America. All
right,
but I'm going to have to limit you to a minute because I got my lines loaded up here.
Yeah, roger that. Here's the deal. It's cheaper for China to play it safe and us clearing a wide berth for them, if you will, for them to do an overland through Afghanistan into Iran and points further south in that region. And they can also use air transportation. They're building rail right now in the northwest provinces. So this is What scares me, sir, the most is that we the West, is allowing this to occur. Mm-hmm. And I'll just leave it right there, sir.
All right. Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir. Appreciate that. Okay. I'm not sure which one's on which line, but good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot.
Okay, Elliot. Okay, Elliot. All right. Go ahead.
Yes, look, I want to speak with the American people, but your opening monologue is just 150% correct, sir. America, Communist China, their investors and firms own a majority of 2,400 companies, including Smithfield Meatpacking Company.
Yep.
Now, the theft of American intellectual properties is no secret. In fact, it's been an open secret for years. Don't hold your breath thinking China is going to comply. China is currently building 154 coal-fired plants throughout China. That spews pollution. Germany is building 80. India is building 80. There are fake left-wing countries that pretend to be globalists but are violators. Climate czar John Kerry flies around the world at least 16 times so far. Kerry and Biden wants to bring us into their compliance. We have never seen it and will never happen a debate with the world polluters hosted by the United States.
Yep.
Kerry and Biden are cowards when it comes to confronting world polluters. And I close with this. I call it global spillage, accountability, left-wing hypocrites. Thanks, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate that. Okay, now, caller number three, Backgammon Bob. What's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. We've got to take back our city streets and stuff, and this means stop and frisk. We have to have concealed carry for people with clean records. And we got to put a lot of cops on the beat because that's a primary tool of the left is the violence. And if we take that away from them, such as Antifa and the rest of the crew, we've got to get the streets back from the city. Otherwise, we have half the country with a real city and the other half are just gangs and whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me run something by you. Years ago, we had something called civil defense. Remember?
Yeah.
And civil defense had something called auxiliary policemen, remember?
No, I don't. But,
and auxiliary policemen worked with the police. They rode when they needed an extra hand, they rode with them. They were not paid. They were volunteers. They took all the police training that the police officers got. They learned how to fire a weapon. They were their sidekicks, worked with them when they needed to have help. And by the way, they had arrest powers whether they were on duty or off duty. If they saw something going on when they were off duty and not on duty, they could do just exactly what a cop did, make the arrest.
Kind of like the friendless policeman way.
Right. Mm-hmm. We need to bring all that back. We need to bring all that back.
I think that's a great idea. Basically, you have to have eyes and ears on all the corners.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Mac Evan, Bob.
All right, bye.
All right. Yeah, and that's right. The old beat cops. And by the way, we saw that in the last few years. The beat cops are starting to come back. Walking the beats, talking to the people. That's how they find out what's going on in the neighborhoods. And in New York, they not only had the beat cops, but they had the undercover cops that were out there checking to see where the drugs were, where the weapons were, and they had control of that. De Blasio and company got rid of that. Remember? Defund the police. Oh, boy. We can fix this. Again, it all starts local. These are local things I'm talking about in your backyard. That's where it starts. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and if you don't want to do that, you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call, set up an appointment, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are absolutely the best at what they do. Now, coming up Saturday, I'll be down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena for the gun show. Two Guys Gun Show. I'll be there Saturday, from 9 to 3. Hope to see you there. Don't forget to stop on by over there, Fruitville at Tuttle on the corner, and we'll be right there in the arena. Going to have a lot of different things there. Lately, the gun shows have been pretty well stocked with ammo and weapons, and people have been buying a lot of stuff, so everything's been working out the way it has, so there you go. Now, also, I want to remind everybody about a study that was done about COVID and the COVID survivors who seem to be possessing long-term, broader immunity across the spectrum than the folks that have had the shots. Now, this is important because people who have recovered from COVID retain broad and effective long-term immunity to the disease, according to a new study. The findings of the study, of course, the most comprehensive of its kind so far, have implications for expanding an understanding about human immune memory, as well as future vaccine development for coronavirus. Now, for the longitudinal study in Cell Reports Medicine, researchers looked at 254 patients with mostly mild to moderate symptoms of SARS-CoV-2 infection over a period of more than 8 months, and found that their immune response to the virus remained durable and strong 8 months later. Now, we're hearing some things right now about the vaccine that maybe it doesn't last as long as it did, and Fauci's going, well, we're going to have to give the seniors a third booster shot because you're just going to have to. Well, yeah, sure, right. I mean, nobody knows what to believe anymore. And I personally am one of those people that I'm done believing Fauci. I'm sorry. I think the guy's a liar. That's just me. I think he's suiting his own political purpose doing what he's doing, and he's not doing the best and not working for the best interests of the people. I would rather listen to my own doctor than him, because my own doctor knows me better than Fauci does. He can't say things that apply to me that mean anything. By the way, members of the U.S. military, you probably already heard this, would be required to have the COVID-19 vaccinations beginning September 15 under a plan announced by the Pentagon and endorsed by President Joe Biden. In addition, Senate Democrats unveiled their budget resolution Monday that outlines a $3.5 trillion far-left socialist agenda that Republicans warned was coming in last year's election. And bingo, here it is. Now, a federal judge who declared the earlier nationwide moratorium on evictions illegal was deeply skeptical on Monday of the Biden administration's new order, but said that she may lack the power to do anything about it. We'll see. And Norwegian cruises, according to an Obama judge, can require proof of vaccination. However, get this, the state of Florida and Ron DeSantis is challenging that, as well they should. Now, we have a storm. Right now it's known as potential tropical cyclone 6, but by today it will be tropical storm Fred. Now, the system is forecast to become a tropical storm as it moves over the northeastern Caribbean Sea today. Tropical storm conditions are expected in portions of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Those of you listening to us in our affiliate down there, AM 1000, that's you guys, so you need to pay attention, beginning this afternoon, and in the Dominican Republic by Wednesday. Tropical storm conditions are possible in northern Haiti and the southeastern Bahamas by late Wednesday. And again, AM 1000, that's your area. Now, here's the deal. Depending on the interaction with land, and there may not be any, it looks like, the mountains at least, while the storm right now has winds of 35 miles an hour with gusts to 45, at the very least, by the end of the day, it's going to be a tropical storm with average winds, not a big-time storm yet, but it could be, because heavy rainfall could lead to flash, urban, and small stream flooding and potential mudslides across the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Again, the greatest threat for flooding impacts will be across the eastern and southern, southeastern portions of Puerto Rico, where they've had flooding before and problems. Now, there's a risk of wind and rainfall impacts elsewhere in portions of Hispaniola, the Bahamas, and Cuba later this week. Although the forecast is more uncertain than usual, since the system is still in its formative stage, interests in these areas should monitor the system's progress and updates for the forecast. Now, interests in the remainder of the Bahamas and Florida should monitor updates to the forecast for the system, but it's still too soon to determine what, if any, impacts could occur by late this week and this weekend, given the uncertainty of the long-range forecast. However, the track of this system brings it right into the Gulf and between the Straits of Florida and the west coast of Florida will be on the right side of it if it stays in the Gulf. Otherwise, it'll hug the coast. Or there's even a possibility it could go up the east coast. It's just too early to tell. So keep your eyes on the tropics. And remember, we're right in the middle of the peak part of the season. This isn't the only one that's out there. There's a couple more that are working their way across slowly. And we'll see what happens. These are to be expected this time of the year. So if you haven't got your hurricane supplies and whatnot, now's the time to go do it. Make sure you got non-perishable items in your home or your apartment in case you lose the power or whatnot. Now, it's been a busy day. There's been a lot to talk about, goodness sakes. And for the Brothers of the Badge in Chicago that turned their cops on the mayor, Lord Lightfoot, kudos. Kudos. I would have done the same thing. That woman needs to be recalled, impeached, whatever. She's done nothing to help the cops. Nothing. In Chicago. And even though now we're upset because a woman was killed, a woman police officer who just gave birth a couple of months ago to a baby. Now she's got a conscience and now she's got a problem. Crocodile tears don't cut it, lady. When you had nothing but bad things to say about the cops. It's time for her to go. Just like Newsom and some of these other people, it's time for them to go. Quit dilly-dallying. Quit dilly-dallying. Get it done. All right. We are going to be back tonight. Don't forget, today I'll be over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters for Have Lunch with the Captain. We get there about 11:30. We've got a good group that shows up. Looking forward to that. So have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember, this show is all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And I'll see you all tonight on the Radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.